Recent published reports question deals seven UW campuses have with local banks. The UW System's David Giroux says it's part of a new trend.
That's the kind of entrepreneurial activity that we've encouraged our campuses to do. This is a relatively new phenomenon in higher education, but one that is not going to stop.
In this case, students can get their student ID cards for free.
That formerly cost them real money.
Thanks to a revenue-sharing agreement with the banks. Those ID cards can be used as ATM and debit cards only if the student chooses to open an account at that bank. Giroux says it would be different if we were talking about credit cards and piling up debt.
But we're not. We're talking about an ATM card, and just that, and one that the students can choose to activate or not. And we think most of our students are in a position where they can make that choice wisely.
Giroux says that choice is an important difference.
This is another example where students increasingly expect these kinds of value-added services and products to be available to them, at least as choices, and that's exactly what this is.
And because the campuses do get a portion of the bank's revenue in return, they can cut administrative costs. Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.